Excuse me. I know it's past close, but could you open up? It's Alger. Sorry for coming in so late. The day kind of got away from me. Whew. You're always so welcoming. I thank you. I know you're going to be moving your flora away from the window soon. No. I'm not looking for anything in particular. It may shock you, but a creature of my type might have trouble with this particular ritual. Let's just say I'm not buying these for the other members of the hive. My human hive, not the old, never mind. We don't really court. And I know the people around this part of town like to give me a wide berth. I've only looked into such exchanges at a surface level. From the tomes, the shorter ones, the ones with people about to engage in... What are you laughing at? I know they're works of fiction, but there's a bit of truth in them. Or at least they show the desires of those who consume such things. Please cease your hysterics. You're going to pass out. There's no need to apologize. I realize it's odd to have someone who looks like me take an interest in such things. You'll help me. Yeah. You don't... It's... Very well. Thank you. I really want to make this really special. I've been trying to work up the courage for weeks now. She's aware of me, but not of my feelings. Gardenias, the white ones? Aren't they rather plain? And again, she is rather lovely, so anything would look... Oh. Gardenias mean secret love. Fascinating. Wait. Before you go through all the trouble of putting together a bouquet, I have a question. What do you get someone who is surrounded by such things every day and manages to surpass it all with her beauty? Well, I came to your shop because I thought my home could use a bit of life and color to it, but then you were so kind to me, and you didn't seem to care about my appearance and reputation and the other things. A repurposed member of the Hive, used as an enforcer to gain information for the Crown. Despite all that, you still treated me as if I were any other customer. I found myself coming back, but I didn't want you to feel uncomfortable, so I would just buy something and then leave. But the truth was, I found myself more and more drawn to you with each and every visit, and now I have to confess the feelings because they've blossomed into something I never thought possible. Your stunned silence says all that I need to know. I'll just pay for the flowers, and I'll go. Sorry for bothering you. And why is your face like that? I expected you to be running for the hills, or screaming, or are you about to start laughing again? The flowers are free if we go for a drink. Well, I don't know if you've seen my kind feed, but it can be a terrifying sight. Oh. Oh, wait, I see. We're doing another courting ritual. Or, rather, you are. Well, I would gladly take you up on such an offer, but I worry what will become of your reputation if you're seen on such friendly terms with me. I can only imagine how much I've hurt your shop's revenue. Even though I'm not how I used to be, I understand that it will take time for others to adjust. You don't care about that. You're a lot kinder than I knew. Or is this some kind of elaborate trap? I would rather you send me off than do something like that. Wait, why are you getting so close? Keep your head away from my mouth. Of course I've fed recently, but to do such a thing, you're putting yourself at risk. I could hurt you. I could leave you a catatonic mess on the floor. No. I have self-control. More self-control than that. Although your thoughts are powerful. Even without properly feeding, I can still taste what you're thinking. Oh my. That little nibble you just gave me told me much more. Much more than I expected. You're more adventurous than I thought. And I'm flattered you think of me in such ways. Of course, I saw that. We feast on thoughts, memories. It's very difficult to hide anything from us once we've started. Although many of the things are not physically possible with my kind. If we were to engage in such things, would it make me more desirable to you? Would it make me happy? Would it make me happy? I doubt there's anything you could do to make me desire you more. But I understand if you're not interested in such things. Why are you getting so close to my face? Putting your lips on my maw tentacles. You are a strange human. No, I don't want you to stop. It's a new feeling, but certainly not an unwelcome one. No, I haven't been kissed before. We don't have the same courting rituals as the other humanoids. We reproduce by dropping the eggs that will become our young into communal pools. It happens once or twice within a lifetime. There's no need for a carnal relationship. That being said, I would be more than happy to consummate such a union. While I lack a penile extremity, you had some very interesting ideas and uses for my tentacles. I can simply slip them underneath your clothes, in through these openings, so there's no need for you to undress. But if you desire to, I certainly won't be opposed. Though I worry the fluid covering my body might be harder to clean up than yours, so please allow me to remain dressed. This will be easier if you sit on or bend over a sturdy surface. Me, I would prefer to see you as this happens. So if you would be so kind as to place yourself on the counter. Good. Now, put your legs on my shoulders. I have four maw tentacles, and they are very dexterous. Prehensile, even. One for each leg. Go ahead and lay back. I'll hold you in place. One for your clit. Let me just part these here. There. There it is. Are you all right? You flinched. It felt like a tongue. Perhaps I should do it some more. Either fluid from me is trickling down your folds, or you're enjoying yourself. Good. Now, if you allow me, I'll continue. Lifting your legs up like this will allow the blood to begin rushing to your head. As I continue to stimulate your clit, allow yourself to feel pleasure. Any noise you make should be unable to carry past the walls. Having said that, were someone to decide to come into the shop, he would certainly be surprised. Should I tell them I'm feeding? Oh, right. I suppose I'll have to penetrate for that to be true. But you know, I do have a fourth maw tentacle that isn't being used. There's a lovely sound. You taste and feel wonderful. And my, how you're filled with warmth. I see now why humans do such things. It is a sight that will be impossible to forget. Even so, I want to maximize your pleasure. May I restrict your movement? I've seen such displays with rope and other fastening implements before, but I promise my tentacles will be much gentler on your skin. When I was in the hive, you could learn many things from the various beings there, and this particular pattern stood out to me. Very well. Let me pull my face free. Let me start by wrapping around your shoulders and your neck. Don't worry, I won't restrict your breathing. Although, most of this will be purely for display. And under your breasts, I'll loop these here and here. Take in a deep breath for me. Thank you. Now, let me just put this here. Tie this here. Pull this right around your hips. Ah, lovely. Spread and open and perfectly restrained. Can you still breathe all right? Good. I think it suits you rather well. Now, my tentacles shouldn't penetrate too far, but please tell me if you're in pain. And now begins the actual intercourse, seeing your fluids mix with my own. It is positively exhilarating. What a mess you're making, dripping all over the counter. Faster? Well, if you insist. Goodness, and I thought you were noisy before. Now I'm worried someone will come in thinking you're being murdered, or attacked, or just held up. Should I stick a tentacle into your mouth and gag you? Would you like to suck on them while you're being fucked? Of course I can swear, but I feel that saving it for special occasions makes it more impactful. Oh. You seem to have lost your ability to speak. But these moans, oh, the moans. They tell me it's not due to your voice giving out. If I were to consume your mind at this moment, what do you think would happen? What do you think would happen? What sights would you see? Would it drive us both over the edge into ecstasy? Or would it completely break you into only ever feeling everlasting euphoria? But I suppose it will remain a mystery for now. For now. For your thoughts are far too delicious to binge all at once. Instead, let's savor the moment. And this small nibble you've given me. How does it make you feel? The one inside you knowing everything that makes you squirm and writhe in pleasure. So, my dear human, let's Let's bring this ritual to its close. Come for me. Oh, there. There it is. Let me pull my tentacles free. You look ready to fall over. Here. Sit on my lap. Rest your head on my chest. There. How do you feel? Do you need water? Surely there's some in this shop. Yeah. I think we skipped a few steps of that ritual. But I suppose that's why you practice such things. That way I don't threaten to eat you while you're so vulnerable. Sorry about that. Of course, that's provided you want to, you know. You want me to come back again tomorrow. Sorry, I was trying to kiss you. It's harder than it looks. I guess that's something else we'll have to practice. I do come by here almost every day. It seems I'll have to add something new to my routine.